Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
So this is from Jesse. So Rock. If you're starting a coaching and training business from scratch, what are the first three steps to start bringing in revenue?
Okay, cool. Well, what we need to talk about first are the reason why so many coaching businesses fail. Now, why do we want to approach it from this angle? Well, the late Jim Rohn, again, our mentor, famously said that yes, you can learn a lot from your mistakes, but it's better to learn from other people's mistakes. And it's best to learn from other people's successes because it accelerates your own growth, quote unquote. So what we have discovered, having coached so many individuals that are coaches and training so many individuals that are coaches, are the main reasons why specifically those individuals will fail. There's three main reasons. By the way, 81% of coaching businesses go out of business within 3 years. That sucks. These are the light bringers of our world, right? And literally they're failing, and they have to go back and do some other type of a job that many times they don't really enjoy. So number one, inability to know how to communicate their superpower. You're going to see why I'm answering it this way, because this is then going to go into what are the things that you need to really refine, right? Number one, how do you communicate what is your superpower? What is it that you offer to your niche? What is it that you're able to offer to a certain subset of the population? Most can't do that. Hey, what do you do? I'm a life coach. What do you do? That's the response of a lot of coaches. And we've seen it time and time and time and time again. So it's about how can they communicate what it is that they offer, what it is that they do. So that's number one. Number two, marketing. A lot of coaches fail with marketing. And here's the thing. A lot of coaches, what they'll do is they will go out and spend big money to hire a marketing agency to say, fix me. And it never works. By the way, we've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. We've been through the belly of the beast. We've been through the valley of death. And it's the same thing that we say to people going through our Mind Power Coaching Academy. So you don't have to. But marketing, most people get it wrong. They outsource it way too early. I'm not saying you can't work with marketing agencies and they help you. We have one of the top marketing agencies in the world that helps us now. But I tell you what, early on, we hired marketing agencies too soon. And most of the discussions were them giving ideas of who we were and how we should communicate who we were. And it was wrong. Only you know
who you are
and what you offer.
And what your message is.
So when you take that and you outsource that to someone else, they will start to massage and mold something of which that is probably not you. And then there's incongruence. And of course, that never works, right? There's conflict that can happen. Cognitive dissonance, two opposing thoughts held in consciousness, and it creates strain and stress. And so number two, marketing. Big error for a lot of coaches. They'll either too soon try and outsource it to a marketing company that'll actually screw everything up, or they just won't market at all. And they'll be caught in the olden times. And these are coaches today that are like, I'm not going to look at social media. I'm not going to look at funnels. I'm not going to consider lead generation devices. I'm like, dude, you get with the changing times. You're not using a whatever they call it, a hand crank telephone anymore. You're using something where you push digital buttons that don't even exist. It's just lights on a screen. Everyone's changed with the changing times. And so anybody in business needs to do that, but especially coaches. The chips are so stacked against you in coaching, and it stinks. 81% within 3 years. Think about it. we talked about this before. Small businesses have a 66% failure rate within 3 years. So coaches are higher because they come in as a light bringer. They're here to bring lightness to darkness on this earth. They're here to be healers. They're here to help people and know squat about business. Technically, diddly squat about business. Seriously. And so marketing is a key part of it. And they're not willing to do the work and dive into understanding marketing, different than messaging. Messaging and how you communicate your services is one thing. And then marketing is strategy. A lot of coaches, reason they fail within 3 years is because what they'll do, and this is, by the way, happens in all businesses. They run out of people to contact in their Rolodex. Sorry, I'm dating myself. Sorry. Contact list in their cell phone. So, but they run out of people to call on their contact list. The reality is that's the point where a lot of businesses in general fail. But then, of course, coaching companies, because there's nobody else to call. So there's no marketing plan. There's no marketing strategy, right? That's number two. Number three, they charge way too little and they will burn out. No, it's not a matter of if, it's when they will burn out.
Right. And going back to the quote we said earlier, Grant Cardone saying the only time he's ever been tired was when he didn't charge what he was worth.
Yep.
And it's we see it all the time in coaching.
So the reality is you are, if you're doing coaching, you're doing life extension. No, and I'm not being dramatic. I mean, seriously, how many of you, as you've literally worked on your mind power, your mental toughness, your emotional resilience, you can tell that you've added years to your life? How many of you? Raise your hand. You can tell that the work that you're doing is giving you life extension. What's the value of that? And so when you have the average coaching rate for a life coach is $150 an hour, what? We had a plumber at our house installing a 5-stage reverse osmosis filtration system who charges $200 an hour. By the way, no knock on plumbers. I think they're phenomenal. They're great. They're good at what they do. And you have to understand they are working with pipes, seals, fittings, right? Grommets, what have you, plumbing tape. We're working with people's minds in
their
coaching space.
Their livelihood, their relationships, their health, their wealth.
Think about it. You work with somebody and you help them with some major negative emotions. They could have a positive hormonal shift. That there's such value in that. So that's reason number three why coaches fail. They charge way too little, way, way, way too little. And then there comes a tipping point that happens inevitably. Then there's a tipping point. And that comes to a point where they're, and it's usually too late. They're exhausted. They're tired. They've charged too little for too long. So what do you do, Jesse? You make sure that you know how to communicate what it is that you offer with clarity. You make sure that you have a marketing plan that exists outside of your contact list, right? You make sure that you're charging what you're worth. Well, before you do that, you also got to know what you're worth. So a huge opportunity for you as a coach is to be focused on and working on your worth. Cool, right? Mm-hmm. Which will have a domino effect because a lot of coaches that they will, I'm not going to say all, but a lot, when they're fresh, when they're new, they're doing the best that they can. They come with a preconceived notion of what it is that it's worth. And it's skewed because of so many reasons. A little bit of it is self. And a little bit of it is not having a proven system that they can follow. Ergo, they're not really confident in it because it's not repeatable and predictable. And all of this, so part of it is self, and I mean, it's all self-inflicted, but part of it is self-inflicted because of your own beliefs of your own worth. Then it's the worth and what it is that you're providing, which is like literally and I know at some point we'd love to see you at the coaching academy too, Jesse, because we'll teach you in 12 weeks what took us 12 years to figure out in our business and how we grew our business from zero to seven figures, not once, but twice. And then the second time, multi-seven figures in 2 years. We perfected the model. People always ask, why did you have to go to zero? Actually, our mentor, Darren Hardy, we were on a walk and talk with him in South Beach, Miami. And he said, why did you have to go to zero? And we said, because we no longer enjoyed
the previous model.
We also no longer enjoyed the avatar, the client avatar that we were working with then, that we became accustomed to working with. And it's like, we couldn't get out and we couldn't do a smooth transition. We literally had to cut it and then move into the next bit. But proof of concept was there. And so we were confident and said, cool, start from ground zero. You have to be, as a coach, you have to be, we talk about this to our academy students. You have to believe in yourself. To grow a coaching business, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your system that you're following. By the way, most coaches don't even have a system. It's sit down and wax philosophical. And I call that psychotherapy, right? No, and I'm not knocking psychotherapy. I'm just saying coaching is meant to be different. Therapy is therapy. Coaching is coaching. But if it's just to sit there and just to discuss what is the problem in the current moment, then we're doing more therapy than coaching. Coaching is more about solutions. Therapy, great at resolving problems. Some forms of coaching can do both. So the reality is you have to believe in yourself, and then you have to believe in the system, but you have to have a system that presupposes you have a system. So this is so important to understand with any business. How many of you are business owners? Any business owners? Okay, write this down. This is a golden nugget that we learned from our mentor years ago. Multi-million dollar advice right here. Systemize the predictable so you can humanize the exceptional. Systemize the predictable so you can humanize the exceptional. A lot of business owners fail because they try to humanize everything. By the way, and I'm not getting into like the moralistic debates about AI, cyborgs, all this. No. I'm talking about, there are a lot of things in business that once you can learn how to systemize and potentially even, you know, automate, sometimes with electronics, and technology, sometimes just within a system that we follow and we kind of go on autopilot, just everything flows a heck of a lot better. So in coaching, we teach our coaching academy students literally a 12-week breakthrough process of what exactly to do as a curriculum in every single one of the 12 weeks. Why? So they don't have to think, what do I do in this session?
So it's a system that's down. It's just plug and play. They just follow
it. In this session, I'm going to do this. In this session, I'm going to do this. In a 12-week breakthrough that works.
And then they can bring in their personality and their expertise where it counts.
Because here's what happens. A lot of coaches will, on the spot, they'll come up with what it is they want to do, or they prep for it ahead of time and they burn calories, a lot of mental calories. What needs to happen is no coach ever wants to hear this. And sometimes coaches, when we say this, you just see them like, oh man. When we say, if you don't have a client in front of you over Zoom or in the seat in front of you or whatever, you don't have a business. So guess what you need to be really good at in order to be a coach? How to run a business. Coaching is the easy part.
Business is the hard part.
Business is the hard part. And business is the reason why 81% of coaches fail within 3 years. And so this is why most coaches, they don't get me wrong, I love being in front of my clients and sharing with them and connecting with them and helping them to grow and evolve. And the reality is, if I'm just master creator in every session, I'm too exhausted in the evening time to go network. If you can systemize, if there's a system to follow, MCA, Mind Power Coaching, there's a system you can follow. You just follow the system. So then you're like, wow, I have energy. I saw 3 clients today.
And I still have energy.
And I still have energy.
And prospect and meet new people to bring in as new clients.
Super, 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 super important. So success comes from believing in yourself, believing in the system, right? Believing in the system, and then believing in your clients. Yeah, I will say, literally, we realized we were teaching coaches for years before, for 8 years, 9 years. And we had a very low percentage success rate, maybe 10% success rate in terms of them going out and successfully starting a business and then building it to the income level that they want. And we were stuck in a model that was dictated by board saying that there was a curriculum that had to be taught if we wanted to offer said certification. And Shay and I were sick and tired of being shackled to the model and seeing 90% of people fail. I'm sorry, you can't use cause and effect and perceptions projection to gaslight somebody. Enough people by saying, hey, sorry, perceptions projection and are you being at cause? No, I'm sorry. Those stats don't work. 90% is too high of a failure rate. Mark knows what I mean by that because he gets statistical analyses. 90% is way too high of a failure rate. It's above the average. That means the system is broke. So that's why Shay and I blew up the system and rebuilt the system. And that's Mind Power Coaching, saying, okay, cool. We will give you a system for marketing, a system for attraction and lead generation. We'll give you a system for a consult. We'll give you a system for a breakthrough. We'll give you a system for a 12-month contract. We'll give you a system for contracts so you don't even have to worry about that and work with attorneys to do so. We give you a system for renewals. By the way, where do coaches fail? They don't get renewals. Hello, that's the lifeline of every business in this world that's still, do you realize how many iPhones I've had? This is number 7, right? Great job, Apple.
It's just repeat business.
Right? Getting my repeat business. And I'm sorry, you cannot get somebody to break through all of their shiitake in 2 days, let alone probably in 2 years. So we teach a system for renewals. How do you get the clients, by the way, that you want to keep to renew? How do you get referrals, where a lot of people fall short too? Different than just saying, who do you know? It's about getting introductions, which we talk about. A system for continuing on. So anyway, once you're confident in yourself, Jesse, you're confident in the system that you're following for your business. And then on top of it, you believe in and you're confident in your niche or who are your avatars, your ideal client avatars, then things will flow. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, my messaging's got to be nailed. My marketing's got to be nailed. And then on top of it, I need to charge what I'm worth, which goes hand in hand with what we just talked about. All of that literally is laid out in Mind Power Coaching Academy whenever it's time. I mean, the decision's yours. I mean, but at some point, right time, right place, we'll get you there faster. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained Mind Power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.